Unit 10, page 161, exercise 6.
Hi, Miss Jacobson. Can I talk to you about my essay? I know that I chose the topic, but I think I'd like to change it.
Let's see. You're writing about wild animals in zoos. It's a good topic, and you've already done a lot of work on it. Why don't you keep this topic and just add more details to the second paragraph?
Okay, but that's my problem. I can't think of anything more to say.
Didn't your uncle work with animals? I remember your writing about him in your journal. I think you said his work made you want to learn more about animal behavior.
Oh, yeah. He was great. He worked at a wildlife park near the Caribbean Sea. He used to let me come with him when I wasn't in school. And he taught me a lot about sea turtles and the orcas in the sea near Costa Rica.
Why don't you include that in your essay?
Okay, I'll try. Is that what you meant about adding details?
That's part of it. You could also try answering some WH questions. For example, when did you decide to study zoology? Where were you living at the time?
Oh, we were living in Costa Rica. Both my mother and my uncle worked with animals. Okay, I see what you mean. I'll use WH questions to get more details.
Great. Anything else?
Yes. I'm confused about this sentence. Like, why can't I say, get zoos to release orcas is my dream?
When you use a verb form for a subject, what should you do?
Use a gerund? So should I say, getting zoos to release orcas is my dream?
Exactly. Very good.
Would you mark all the gerund mistakes on this paper? I'd like to work on them.
Why don't you go through the paper and underline the gerunds? Then we'll talk about any problems you're having.
Okay. Can I make an appointment for another conference on Wednesday?
Sure. I can see you again at 3 o'clock. And don't worry, Simon. It's going to be a great essay.